pages with a list of links to free porn. So long as consumers are comfortable with that type of format, a simple format, then these 1.0 sites will continue to be around. But I do agree with you that there is, you know, there's definitely a shortage of webmasters tapping into the whole 2.0 movement. You know, I'm proud to say that we were one of the few operations that, you know, really embraced the 2.0 movement with the xbiz.net social network that we built. We incorporated a lot of, you know, fancy schmancy jQuery type of stuff into the website to ease interaction and user navigation. But there isn't enough of it in this space.
And what about tube sites? I mean, tube sites is really something that just went overboard in 2009. Where is this tube site phenomenon going in 2010, do you think?
I think it's going to become more and more difficult for someone to launch a new tube site and generate the traffic levels that were achieved back a couple of years ago, and I think it's going to get to the point where they're just like, you know, what happened with the link sites and the TGPs and the MGPs. It just became harder and harder and harder to build successful free websites. So I think tubes are going to face the same challenge. And I think it's only a matter of time before someone comes in and trumps the tube model. And, you know, their traffic goes through the roof. And then before you know it, the same cycle happens. You know, 1,000 webmasters join the bandwagon and they create similar sites. And that's just the cycle of business in general, I guess. But it's at a much more rapid pace when it comes to the internet and especially this business.
One common thought in the adult industry or the online adult industries, the easy money, quote unquote, easy money is in dating and cams. That seems to be almost a universal statement from most webmasters, whether they know it to be true or they're reparroting someone else who said it. Is dating and cams going to continue to be the powerhouse it has been previously in 2010?
You know, I feel that the reason they became the powerhouses that they did, especially over the past year, had a lot to do with the fact that it became harder and harder to convert surfers into pay site members than live cam and dating. So long as that they have this advantage point, they will continue to be on the forefront of, you know, capturing more and more surfers.
So one of the things you originally said that you saw 2010 as being the year of consolidation, it seems like what you just presented there is a great example of what that consolidation might look like. Do you think that pretty soon all of the pay site operators that have some kind of content they're trying to market either directly or indirectly are going to have a dating and or a webcams arm to help prop up their business or at least buy one or associate themselves with one of those types of businesses?
I personally don't think so. I think the general impression is that traditional porn or pay sites, whatever you want to call them, are going to go away, and I don't see that happening. I still think that there are a lot of successful operations out there that rely on the pay site model to generate their revenues, and I think you got to have a knack for something specific. I think very few companies are going to be able to sustain a profitable business by giving away or promoting a general porn, you know, a vanilla porn or whatever you want to call it. I think the rest of the folks will have to really target specific groups of users that are into specific niches. You know, kink.com does a really amazing job. There's affiliate programs that are target the Asian audience. So I could go on and on and on. But if you aren't able to pay out the hefty commissions, and on top of that, offer a ton of content, have the bells and whistles on your pay sites with the latest billing options and all that type of stuff, then you're going to be forced to really focus on in a specific area and do that as exceptionally well as you can. And I'm not sure whether the live cam and dating option is all that easy to pull off. I think there's a lot of science that goes behind these dating sites and live cam websites, and they are not as easy to operate as one may think.
So you talked a little bit about the affiliate program model. How do you see the affiliate program model changing in 2010 and beyond?
Well, I think most of the basics of affiliate programs and kind of like the key innovation points have already been kind of introduced into the marketplace. I think there will always continue to be new marketing tools created to make it easier and more effective to promote websites, and that's just going to continue to evolve. You know, like you see today, you know, traditional banner ads are not so, you know, popular these days. People are looking for RSS feeds and widgets and whatnot. So that's going to continue to evolve. I think the affiliate program business model as a whole from a top level, because it is